Thank you for joining us for our inspirational readings from classic poetry.
Into the Racism Workshop by Christos, for Alma Banda Goddard. My cynical feet ambled, prepared for indigestion and blank faces of outrageous innocence, knowing I'd have to walk over years of media declaring we're vanished or savage or pitiful or noble. My toes twitched when I saw so few brown faces, but really, when one eats racism every time one goes out one's door, the appeal of talking about it is minuscule. I sat with my back to the wall facing the door after I changed the chairs to a circle. This doesn't really protect me, but I con myself into believing it does. One of the first speakers piped up, "I'm only here because my friend is black and wanted me to do this with her. I've already done 300 too many racism workshops." Let it be entered into the book of stars that I did not kill her or shoot a scathing reply from the hip. I let it pass because I could tell she was very interested in taking up all the space with herself and would do it if I said a word. They all said something that I could turn into a poem, but I got tired and went to sleep behind my interested eyes. I've learned that the most important part of these tortures is for them to speak about racism at all. Even showing up is heresy, because, as we all know, racism is some vague thing that really doesn't exist or is only the skinheads on a bad day or isn't really a crucial problem, not as important certainly as queers being able to marry or get insurance for each other. When they turn to me as resident expert on the subject, which, quite honestly, I can't for the life of me understand or make any sense out of, I spoke from my feet, things I didn't know I knew, of our connections, of the deadly poison that racism is for all of us. Maybe some of them were touched, but my bitch voice jumps in to say, "Not much!" I heard back that someone thought I was brilliant. Does that mean that I speak well, or that she was changed? It's only her change I need. Thank you for listening to today's reading. Let us part with this benediction. Carry love, have faith in the divine, hold hope in your heart, practice charity towards others, and remember, all will be revealed.